Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. You know, it's spring. The daffodils are out. It's beautiful. And you look forward to Easter's coming. And then I find out that Dave's dear brother has just died. I find out that our dear sister Marilyn is in the hospital, probably with a broken hip, has to have surgery. I come to church, no lights. It's cold. You know, I was all excited. I see Larry and Judy all the way, drove all the way from Washington, D.C. just to be with us, and you know, we'll help pay for your mileage. But it's really good to see them. And Wyatt and Emma are going to be taking catechism today. And then we go to our lessons today. Everyone talks about death. You know, Ezekiel with the dry bones. St. Paul talks about, you know, if you go with the way of the flesh, the way of the world, it leads without the Spirit and being open to God, it leads to death. And then Jesus with Lazarus, who has been dead 4 days. Death. It doesn't sound like spring, spring, I hear the robin sing. I'm glad because it's spring again. In the first reading that Dave read today from Ezekiel, notice there were not just bones in the valley. They were dry bones. They were dead for a while, those poor souls. And St. Paul, he talks about, you know, when we don't enter with prayer and openness to the Spirit, but go with the way of the flesh, we go the way of death because we look for happiness in all the wrong places. We don't turn back to God to repent and look for happiness where happiness can be found with our Lord God. And notice, Lazarus has been dead not for 1 day, not for 2 days, not for 3 days, but for 4 days. And that's significant because in the Jewish tradition, they believe that when a person dies, the spirit lingers with the body for 3 days. But then when the body starts to decay and starts to smell, the spirit takes off on the fourth day. So Lazarus was dead. So when I read these lessons for this week, some reason I started thinking about the movie The Wizard of Oz. Remember The Wizard of Oz? And Dorothy's in Kansas, and that was a tornado? It was a tornado, I guess, yeah. Took the house, and there's the Wicked Witch of the North, and bam, land right on top of that. And she comes out, and she's in Munchkin Land. And the king of Munchkin Land, the mayor, comes out to greet Dorothy and Toto. And remember, they want to make sure that witch was dead. So remember the song? As mayor of the Munchkin City, in the county of the Land of Oz, I welcome you most regally, but we've got to verify it legally to see if she is morally, ethically, spiritually, physically, absolutely, positively, undeniably, and reliably dead. Remember that? You're glad I didn't sing it, right? Yeah. Well, Ezekiel, St. Paul, and St. John want us to know that the bones that going living without God and Lazarus were all dead. Dead as a doornail. What in you? What do you see as dead today? There's no more hope. It's gone. It's over. I see the possibility of the Pirates going to the World Series this year, you know. even though McCutcheon's back, and maybe they'll give them some hope, but I don't think so. They've teased me too many times and made me sad. You know, what is game over for you? It's done. It's over. It's dead. You know, for Ezekiel, when you read the book of the prophet Ezekiel, it was a total apocalypse. It was totally dead. For Ezekiel, Israel, the northern kingdom had been conquered for 100 years. And Ezekiel was a priest in the southern kingdom, Judah, which was now conquered by Babylon in 587 BC. And Ezekiel and others were taken into exile. Ezekiel and his family were taken into exile. And Ezekiel, before today's reading, was a priest in the temple in Jerusalem. He was a big deal. And when the Babylonians took over, Ezekiel and his wife were taken into captivity, into exile. When the day that the Babylonians destroyed the temple in Jerusalem, that same day, Ezekiel's wife died. Ezekiel lost everything. He lost his country, he lost his temple, and he lost his wife. So Ezekiel was at his lowest when God took him today, as David read, to the valley of the dry bones. And then he was asked by God, mortal, can these bones live? Prophesy to the bones. What a question. Ezekiel was at his lowest of his low. He was depressed psychologically, spiritually, physically, nationally. Yet what happened? Even in this state, he heard the word of the Lord. He prophesied as the Lord asked him. And you heard what happened. St. Paul tells us, when we go against God and we're dead spiritually, he said, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit that dwells in you. St. Paul tells us that even though if our body is dead or even if our spirit is dead, you can open to God and let him into your heart. Repent and turn around, and God is always there. He's not there just every day. He's there every hour. He's there every minute. He's there every second. He's there every nanosecond. The only reason we think God is absent is ourselves. You know, we don't believe that he's there. Faith tells us he is there. And today Jesus talks to dead Lazarus, the sister Martha, and tells her that her brother will rise on the last day. And she said, I know, the resurrection happens on the last day. And Jesus said, no, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who believes in me will never die. And we heard what happened to Lazarus. You see, knowing, loving, telling God's word, speaking God's word, it changes things. In the Hebrew, they say the Dabar Yahweh, the living word of God. When it leaves your mouth, it does stuff. It does stuff. You and I have the greatest story of all to tell. And we have the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's given to us at baptism. And we hear the story every week. And dry bones live. And dead bodies are given life. And even four-day dead, rotting, stinking corpses are unbound from death and are free and are alive and healthy and whole and joyful. Remember that song? It's a spiritual. Dem bones. Remember that? Yeah. The foot bone's connected to the ankle bone. The ankle bone's connected to the leg bone. The leg bone's connected to the thigh bone. And hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel heard the word of the Lord today and he spoke it. St. Paul heard the word of the Lord and he spoke it. Jesus heard the word of the Lord and is it. And you and I heard the word of the Lord today. Things may seem deadly to us. They may seem over and there's no hope. May seem that hope is gone. Maybe for us, but not for God. As Jesus once said, for people, this is impossible. But for God, all things are
possible.
Hear the story. Know the story. Live the story. Tell the story. And when you trust and you act and you do, buckle up, because you ain't seen nothing yet. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.